Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Menachas, Perches, Mishadal and Mishnehei. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Asrbas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Afan Yerziv Hagon, Bikarav Mamish. And we're discussing the olive oil from Menachas. The Mishnah tells us, Shlosha Zesim, there were three harvests of olives. At three points in time, they would harvest the olives that were ready. And Ubahen Shlosha Shlosha Shmonim, in each olive, there was different categories or levels or grades of oil. So Azayas Rishon, the first harvest of olives, Megargar B'Rosh Azayas, that was taken from the olives that were at the top of the olive tree. The reason why those were ready first is because they get the direct sunlight, so they ripen first. And right away he takes these olives, crushes them just a little bit. He uses a mortar and a pestle of sorts. It's very light crushing in order to get the olive oil flowing, and he places them inside the basket. This is like a wicker basket that as the oil flows through the different slats into the kli that's underneath it, or large other things that might be separated, get caught by the slats in the basket, and so the oil flowing through is going to be pure. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, Svivais Hasal, it's placed around the basket, meaning at the top edge of it, and that way the oil flows down the sides of the basket and becomes even more purified. Now, Zeh Rishon, this is the first type of oil. It's the first harvest and the first oil that's coming from the first harvest. Now, here's the second oil, still discussing the first harvest. Tan Bakaira, where's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ba'avanim, Zeh Sheni. The second one is when these olives are now taken out of the basket and a heavy beam, that's olive oil press, is placed on them to squeeze out more oil. Rabbi Yehuda says that stones are placed on them because the beam is too heavy and that crushes them and it's going to cause too much sediment and too many pieces to break off. But either which way, that's the second pulling of olive oil from these first grapes. And Chazer V'tochan V'ton, when they were then ground again, they were crushed again and then placed under the beam again, Zeh Shlishi, that's the third type of olive oil. Now Harishon L'Menorah, the first drawing of oil, the first one of these olives, that was for the Menorah because it says Shemen Zayah Zach, it has to be the purest, and so that's fit for the Menorah, whereas Vashar L'Menachos, the rest of the types of oil could be used for Menachos. Now Hazayas HaSheni, what about the second harvest of olives, Megargar B'Rosh Hagag, those are the ones taken from the branches that are near the rooftops. These olives ripen next, and we have the same process over again. They were lightly crushed and placed inside the basket. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, Svivas Hasal, they're placed around the basket so the oil could get even finer filtered as it went through the slats of the basket. Zeh Rishon, that's the first drawing of oil. Tan Bakaira, Rabbi Hudaimer Ba'avanim, Zeh Sheni, the olives were taken out of the basket and placed underneath a heavy beam. Rabbi Huda says, underneath stones, and that's the second drawing of oil. And Chazer V'tochan V'ton, then they would take those olives, crush them, and then put them under the beam or stones again. Zeh Shlishi, that's the third drawing of oil. And here also, Harishon L'Menorah, the first of these drawings of oil from the second harvest is for the Menorah, whereas Vashar L'Menachos, the rest is for the Menachos. And Hazayas HaShlishi, the third olives, what's the third harvest? Oitnei B'Soy Chabayas Ad Sheyilke, they were stored in like big vats or holes in the ground inside the home until they got fully ripened. When they were taken off the trees, they weren't really fully ripened and ready to be crushed and pressed into olive oil, so they were all stored together in a big vat. And then, Umaleu Menagve B'Rosh Hagag, he would take them up and dry them off from whatever they had on them on top of the roof, and V'Koseish V'Nos L'Sech HaSal, then he would crush them lightly and put them in the basket. Where Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, Svivas HaSal, around the edge of the basket, Zeh Rishon, that's the first drawing of oil, Tan Bakayer, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bavanim, Zeh Sheni, the second drawing of oil was either by them being crushed by a beam or crunched by Yehuda by stones, and Chaz V'Tochan V'Tan, then they were crushed again and placed under the beam again, Zeh Shlishi, that's the third drawing of oil, and here also, Harishon L'Menorah, Vashar L'Menachos, the first drawing of oil is for the Menorah, and the rest is for Menachos. Now moving on to Mishnehei, which is just a continuation, Harishon Sheberishon, the first drawing of oil of the first harvest of olives, Ein L'Malo Mimenu. There's nothing finer than it. That's the most wonderful and the greatest grade of oil you can get. Now Hasheni Sheberishon, V'Harishon Shebesheni, the second drawing of oil of the first harvest, and the first of the second harvest, Shavin, those have the same level. Hashlishi Sheberishon, the third of the first harvest, V'Hasheni Shebesheni, and the second of the second harvest, V'Harishon Shebeshlishi, and the first drawing of oil of the third harvest, Shavin, those are also all equal in grade. Hashlishi Shebesheni, V'Hasheni Shebeshlishi, the third of the second harvest, and the second of the third harvest, those are also Shavin, they're also equal. And Hashlishi Shebeshlishi, the third drawing of oil of the third harvest, Ein L'Matim Menu, there isn't any lower grade oil than that. Now, as we had said in the previous Mishnah, the first drawing of oil was considered Zach, was considered pure, so it's used for the Menorah, and all the other types could be used for the Menachos. Says the Mishnah, Afa Menachos Hayu B'din She'etinu Shemen Zayah Zach. Really, by the Menachos, there's a Kavach Chaimer that really they should need Shemen Zayah Zach just like the Menorah, because Ma'im HaMenorah She'ein Al-Achila, just like by the Menorah. It's not for eating, it's just for burning. To Una Shemen Zayah Zach, it requires Shemen Zayah Zach. HaMenachos She'ein Al-Achila, a Mincha, which is for eating, Ein B'din She'etinu Shemen Zayah Zach. Shouldn't we say for sure that it needs Shemen Zayah Zach? And therefore, Talmud Lomar, we have a Lima that says, Zach Kasus Lamar. That's what the Pasuk says. A more fuller version is, Shemen Zayah Zach Kasus Lamar. What do we learn from here? Since the Pasuk says, Lamar, for the light, that tells us it's only for for the menorah, v'loy zach kasas la menachos, it doesn't need to be zach kasas for menachos, because it says zach kasas for the ma'ar and not for menachos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Vav and Zayin, moving on to discuss the wine for Nesachim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.